BBC News, I'm John Shea. The British Prime Minister Theresa May has appealed for her Conservative Party to get behind her Brexit deal, saying she believes with every fibre of her body it's the right one. Mrs. May warned that no one could be sure of the consequences if the agreement was rejected. EU leaders have cautiously backed the draft Brexit deal. The German Chancellor Angela Merkel said she was pleased with the progress that had been made. The deadline has passed in the US state of Florida for a recount in last week's midterm elections of ballots for the state governor and a senator. Earlier, a judge ruled that 4,000 votes which had been rejected could be re-included in the vote recount. The United States has imposed sanctions on 17 Saudis over their suspected role in the murder of the journalist Jamal Khashoggi. The move follows the Saudi prosecutor's announcement that he's seeking the death penalty for 5 people charged with the killing of Mr. Khashoggi at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul in early October. Facebook has denied reports in the New York Times that it ignored Russian efforts to use the social media site to influence the 2016 US election, but it said it had cut ties with a controversial Republican lobbying group. An Italian archbishop who called on Pope Francis to resign has been ordered to pay his disabled brother an inheritance he'd partially withheld. Judges ruled that Bishop Carlo Maria Vigano should give his brother Don Lorenzo an extra $2 million from the $31 million legacy left by their father. And hundreds of Central American migrants have arrived in Mexico's border city of Tijuana, where they intend to cross into the United States. The authorities in Mexico say more than 4,000 migrants are now in the city. They left Honduras last month, escaping from poverty and violence at home. President Trump has deployed thousands of troops along the border. BBC News.